This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at GOFFENAfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney, our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
They're playing basketball.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview way short. Rebound Redskins up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp. A bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up and in at the buzzer. Schultes, an amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down 6, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within 3. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a 3. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out for Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by 5.
Wow. Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and 3-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Blocked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Bogdan for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Bogdan's up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Playman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Playman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Bodkin's up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp. Air mails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee. Bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Walton.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
We are the champions. We are the champions.
This is-
to scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans, on this Saturday. It's an early start from Jackson Center. Jackson Center Tigers host the Venture Wildcats in boys basketball action. Shelby County Athletic League against the Midwest Athletic Conference. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are early on, fourth quarter, the JV game, 35-27 in favor of Jackson Center over Minster. These two clubs collide here tonight. Each team has been on the upswing lately. Jackson Center boys 10-8 overall. Even Steven 5-5 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Minster 10-7 on the year, 3-3 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Jackson Center started 0-3. Tigers have won 4 of their last 6. Minster, as I mentioned, 10-7 on the year. Wildcats at one point were 3-6, reeled off 7 straight before losing to Cameron, Elwer, and Delta St. John 67-42 last night. Jackson Center was idle. Interesting battle tonight. 62.5 points a game for Minster. Jackson Center gives up 42. The clubs collide. Something's got to give, Chuck.
Well, I think it's going to be hard for Minster to get into the 60s tonight just because Jackson's going to play pattern offense. They're going to play good defense. They're not going to take too many bad shots. They're not going to take a lot of quick shots. Minster, on the other hand, is going to want to run and try to get up and down the floor. They're getting healthy, and they're getting deeper on the bench.
Great three-point shooting on this Minster Wildcats team. Cole McClurg at 42.5% from behind the arc on the year. Cole Richard at 37. Brogan Steffi at 34. Doesn't get any better than that. You wonder how in the world the Wildcats have lost 7. Well, you hinted at it, Chuck. The team was not healthy when the year began.
Yeah, and last night they just ran into maybe the best Division IV basketball player in the state of Ohio.
Yeah, Elmore scored 40 points. Cameron Elwer pumped in 40 in that victory last night by Delta St. John's over Minster. And it was a contest that really was never in doubt. It was 13-9 at the end of one in favor of Delta St. John's. 35-19 at the intermission break. 50-35 at the end of three. A 67-42 final won by Delta St. John's. Elwer had 40, as I mentioned. A member of his supporting cast added 13 on the Minster side. Cole Richard had 12 for the Wildcats. Brogan Steffi had 10. Minster, by the way, 3-3 now in the Midwest Athletic Conference. In just a few minutes, we'll take a look at MAC standings and SCAL standings. Both teams, Jackson Center and Minster, out of the running for the top spot in their respective leagues. Should be a very good game tonight. Up and down. A lot of threes will be flying. Jackson Center does not want to fall into the trap of trying to match Minster with threes because that will lead to more possessions for Minster. Tigers do want to play a little more pattern basketball and hope to have a great game from Reed Platfoot in the middle.
Reed Platfoot is going to have a big task with Cole Albert at 6'8 in there along with him, but he's got the quickness advantage. Cole's got the height and the physical size, so that's going to be a good match. It's going to be fun to watch.
Both teams well coached. Mike McClurg, eighth year at Minster. Aaron Kloffenstein, opening season here at Jackson Center, taking over for Scott Elkert. Both extremely likable head coaches. You meet them once, they're the same way every single time thereafter. I've known them both for quite a while now. Coaches McClurg and Kloffenstein go head-to-head here tonight. And they will map out strategy throughout the contest. Should be a mighty fine game. One thing for sure, Chuck, here's a bold prediction. Orange and black will win.
It's also going to be a kitty.
You're right. The Cats and the Tigers. I'm Jack along with Chuck. Fourth quarter JV game, 43-35, Jackson Center over Minster. Halfway through the fourth and final stanza. This is Scores, broadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
A very tentative starting lineups here tonight for these two teams for the Jackson Center Tigers. Lucas Hartle, Lucas Heitkamp, Xavier Lowe, Reed Blatfoot, Trevor Huber, and you can expect to see the likes of Cooper Hartle, Preston Sayre, and Carter Kloffenstein off the bench. Those eight will be key, and Jackson Center needs support from substitutes, and Kloffenstein and Sayre can put the ball in the basket.
Yeah, they've gotten longer on the bench. Sayre playing much more varsity now, and I like him, and Kloffenstein has had some really good games. He's 6'3 sophomore. They really need his help. I like Lawson Snap. He won't get in the varsity game tonight, but as a 6'5 sophomore on the JV team, the kid's getting better and better. They're going to have some kids back next year for sure.
Tentative starters tonight for the Minster Wildcats, Cole McClurg, Cole Richard, Rogan Steffi, James Niemeyer, Cole Albers. I mentioned James Niemeyer. He's back healthy, going strong, recovering from the football injury. Of course, Rogan Steffi got off of the slow start here in the hoop season. He's rounding into tip-top shape. And Noah Schwederman is back on the hardwood for the Minster Wildcats. A 6'4 wing player, sophomore. He is seeing activity now as well as a substitute. Ian Holman plays, a 6'3" junior. The bench key to Minster success as well, like Jackson Center.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, the thing that stands out to you when you look down their roster is not a 12 on my, there's 10s and 11s, not a senior on the roster. And a lot of sophomores on the roster. I think there's one, two, three, three, only four juniors. The rest of them are sophomores. 2 minutes left in our JV game, 48-38, Jackson Center over Minster. I'm Jack along with Chuck. Varsity Tilt upcoming in about 20 minutes here on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecon in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-Con. Online at securecon.com. Protection.com, the pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
The Jackson Center Tiger Pep Band drumming up some noise in the background, and it sounds really good here at the Habitat of the Cat. Jackson Center and Minster upcoming here tonight. Boys basketball on scoresbroadcast.com. A sneak peek at the Midwest Athletic Conference standings through play last night. Coldwater and Delta St. John's, each 6-0, undefeated in league play. Coldwater edged Versailles in double OT last night. Delta St. John's downed Minster last evening. Coldwater 13-2 overall. Delta St. John's 15-2 overall. St. Henry's at 6-1. Minster 3-3 in the MAC. Marion Local also 3-3. Parkway's at 2-3. Versailles, New Bremen at 2-4. And Fort Recovery and New Knoxville bring up the rear. In the Shelby County Athletic League, by virtue of the Anna win over Rushi last night, the game we covered on scoresbroadcast.com, Bodkins has inched ahead of Rushi by a half game in the standings. Bodkins 9-1, Rushi 8-1. Bodkins 14-3 overall, Rushi 16-1. Anna now 8-3 in Shelby County Athletic League play. Jackson Center 5-5, Fort Loramie 3-7. Houston 2-8, Fairlawn is in last place. Chuck, your quick thoughts, reaction to the Anna win over the Rushi Raiders last night, 52-48.
I was incredibly impressed when Anna had a bad start, but then they got into the game. They had an 8-point lead at halftime. The third quarter, they got outscored 22-12. They're down 2, and I'm thinking, okay, this is where it turns into about a 10-12, 14-point win. Anna held Rushi to 4 points in the fourth quarter. I mean, I'm telling you that Coach Barhorse had those kids. They knew exactly where they were going. They ran their offense to perfection. They shot the ball well. They had the recipe to beat Rushi last night.
Anna made 8 threes. Rushi made 5. 3 or 4 of Anna's threes were volleyball line or almost out of bounds side court. And very few live ball turnovers by Anna throughout the evening. Rushi got maybe a couple easy run-out baskets after steals. Anna limited those, made Rushi play half-court, and that was a key to success as well.
Definitely.
It wasn't Rushi's A game, that's for certain. Maybe a wake-up call for the Raiders. I think losses sometimes can be good ones. Rushi now can get back to brass tacks, focus on Botkins coming up at home. That's for an outright league championship if the Raiders can win it. Botkins will have something to say about that.
Yep.
And then it's the tourney trail. Thoughts of an undefeated season are gone. That pressure has been released. And now the rubber meets the road. You finish the season strong and get ready for the championship run.
Well, they should still be the number one seed in the tournament.
Right.
But Botkins coming into their gym, now they're not playing. They're playing to actually win the league, because yep, if they get beat, Botkins has a one-game lead on them. And they didn't plan on that for that Botkins game.
No way. So Botkins plays Rushi at Rushi this coming Friday night. And 2 weeks from last night, looking ahead, Botkins has got Anna yet on the schedule that final Friday of the regular season. It's possible for Anna to be fortunate and get a share of second place.
Botkins has the ability to lose both those games. I mean, they can win them both, but they could certainly lose both of them. Anna playing as well as anybody right now.
Who would have thought midsummer we would have conjured up thoughts of the Shelby County Athletic League race going right down to the very final Friday of the regular season? Nobody did.
No. I think Rushi was like
one double A, and then everybody else was maybe B and lower. Then nobody expected anybody to beat Rushi in the league. That's for sure.
Bodkins and Anna have come on strong, really improved. Jackson Center played Rushi to an 8-point game right here in the season opener. This Tigers club is only going to get better, and I think they'll make a strong run in the tournament.
Yep.
Minster Jackson Center, starting lineup's opening tip about 12 minutes away. Both teams out on the floor. Jackson Center won the JV tilt by, I think, 11 was the final difference.
Yeah, I think it was 11 was the final.
52-41 or 42-31. Don't hold me to that.
Yeah, they kept pushing the lead out, and Minster kept coming back, making threes. But in the end, Jackson won it by 11.
I did write it down.
52-41,
Jackson Center over Minster in the preliminary tilt. Should be an exciting varsity game tonight. The threes will be flying. A lot of trifectas in the air. Wildcats and Tigers will return with more from here at Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
As we compete with the Jackson Center Pep Band, I'd like to let you know that this is our LaCal Equipment student-athlete segment. Here during the pregame, LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center is a SCORES founding partner. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since our start 18 years ago. LaCal, a SCORES founding partner, as I noted, we're online today because of support from LaCal Equipment, which moved in 1983 to Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And we would not be broadcasting today without LaCal Equipment. It has sustained its partnership since 2006. Thank you so much, LaCal Equipment. We highlight a couple of cheerleaders, one from Jackson Center here tonight, Lily Davis, freshman cheerleader, daughter of Luke and Kristen, 4.0 GPA. Basketball, volleyball, she plays both, FCA, FCCLA, Luther League at church, wants to pursue an education at a four-year school and study finance, and she's got twin brothers, does Lily Davis, Jackson and Carson, they are juniors at Jackson Center. Tonight we highlight for Minster, Star Wygant, senior cheerleader,
daughter of Todd and Julianne. 3.75 GPA, participates in yearbook, the Dirt Club, which is an environmental science group, math club, FCA, plays golf and loves the 7-iron.
Oh,
that star's favorite club. A four-year school for sure to study business. Four siblings for Star, all are older, married, and living in Rushi is sister Savannah. Studying at UD is Shania. At Tennessee, in college, is Stone. And at UC is Guy.
Wow, they're spread out, aren't they?
Lily Davis of Jackson Center, freshman cheerleader. Star Wyken of Minster, senior cheerleader. Under the spotlight tonight, thanks to Local Equipment and Jackson Center. Minster, Jackson Center, boys basketball tonight, upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rod and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rod and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
We welcome you back here to Jackson Center. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, from Storm Doors to Garage Doors, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components for sure. Both teams like to shoot the three. Minster especially does. How will Jackson Center control Minster from behind the arc? And likewise, Minster's defense on the perimeter, very important as well. Reed Flatfoot, 6'6". Cole Albert, 6'8". That'll be quite a tussle in the middle between those two young men, each blessed with terrific size. Key building components.
for these two clubs here tonight, Minster and Jackson Center. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Hey, you won't believe the savings at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. 15% off on everything, including Century Hand Tools, made in America. Lifetime warranties as well on those Century Hand Tools at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Again, 15% off everything in the store. Save big time on kitchen cabinets, half the price of what the big box stores charge. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Your one-stop shop for home improvement is Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We make buying hardware easy. Tigers and Wildcats up next. I'm Jack with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Here is your starting lineup for the Minster Wildcats. Ian Holman at a forward spot. Ian averaging 4.3 points a game. Holman at forward, 6 feet, 3 inches tall. He is a junior. Cole McClurg at guard, 6-footer, sophomore, 8 points a game. Cole Richard out front, 14 points per contest, 6 feet tall, a junior. Brogan Steffi in the backcourt, 6 feet, the junior. Steffi at over 12 points a game. Cole Albers in the middle, just under 10 points per outing for Cole, 6'8", and a sophomore. Starting five for the Jackson Center Tigers. Xavier Lowe, 5'11", senior at guard. Lucas Heitkamp, 6'1", junior at a wing. Lucas Hartle, 5'10", senior out front at guard. Trevor Huber, 6'1", senior at a forward spot. And Reed Flatfoot in the middle, a 6'6", junior. Quick look at points per game for the Jackson Center Tigers. Lucas Hartle at 11, Lucas Heitkamp at 9, Reed Flatfoot at 15,
As we noted early on in our pregame, Minster scoring over 60 a game. Jackson Center limiting the opposition to about 42. Something's got to give there, Chuck.
Well, I think the game's going to be played in the 40s, possibly the 50s. If it's higher than that, it's certainly advantage Minster.
Jackson Center in the home white orange numbers, black piping. Minster Wildcats in the road, black orange numbers, orange and white trim. Opening tip to start the game, won by Minster. Moving left to right on your phone or computer screen as you imagine things here at Jackson Center tonight. Big, beautiful Tigers logo at midcourt. It occupies about the middle third of the floor here at Jackson Center. Minster with a drive, baseline right, and the player for the Wildcats, Richard, slides down, turns it over. Jackson Center with possession. Here is Minster trying to slow down the Tigers with some trapping at the timeline. Huber dribbles down the left side of the floor, gets it into the half court to Xavier Lowe. Ball thrown to Platfoot, top of the circle. Reed spins, gives it up to Lucas Heitkamp, 25 feet away. Heitkamp thought about driving. Heitkamp still in the arc. Gives it up right wing to Lowe, 25 feet out. Huber catches, top of the circle. He's picked up on the play by Holman. Left side of the floor, on the dribble, Reed Blackfoot, Jackson Center, baseline, tries to go up and under, reverse layup against Albers, can't do it, wild shot, here comes Minster with possession. We played a minute 10, no score. Foul line, Steffi, fade, shoots a 16-footer, rim, backboard, trickles off, rebound is knocked away into the corner, nobody can track it down, last touch for the Wildcats, Tigers will bring it down.
Cold shooting start for both teams.
0-0, 6:41 to go here in the first quarter. Jackson Center idle last night. Minster played, was beaten by Delta St. John. Advantage Jackson Center, the fresher club?
I think so, plus the fact that Minster got a real thumping at home. That's hard to get over.
Here is Jackson Center working ball to the baseline to Lowe, who feeds Blackfoot diving into the lane. He catches and lifts it up and over the front rim and through, and he's fouled. Nice feed, Lowe to Blackfoot for the short bucket, and he's at the stripe for a three-point play chance.
Very strong move on the 6'8 Albers that time.
Free throw, Blackfoot, swish. 3-0 Jackson Center. Here come the Wildcats. Steffi to midcourt, outside the arc on the left. In the game now, Connor Schmiesing, 5'8 junior. Schmiesing to Albers, backing down Blackfoot. Albers spins, and he banks it home from 6 feet. Each big man gets a bucket.
Yep, that was a real nice post move by Albers.
We played 2 minutes, 3-2, Jackson Center. Low in the right corner, head of the key to Huber. Now Heitkamp rotates it left side to a teammate. Long three by Lucas Hartle. It hit the back brace, went way up in the air. It was jerked down off the glass by Albers. Feeds it up to Schmiesing. Sets and shoots for the left corner, short. Rebound gathered by Jackson Center's Lucas Hartle. Gives it up to Blackfoot straight away. Stops, top of the key. Here's Huber. Left flank, Lucas Hartle. Baseline, jump shot from 10. Good, Hartle ducked under the defender who went past him.
Got Cole Albers up off the, Cole Richard off his feet, went underneath for the shot.
Five to two Tigers, 5:19 to go here in the first quarter. Foul line extended right, it's Holman for Minster. Nobody guards him. He elects to shoot it from 17 feet. It hit the backboard rim, ricocheted to Lucas Heitkamp of Jackson Center. Up the floor to Hartle. Lucas lets it go from three-point land, a long one short. Rebound ricochets into the corner, gathered by Holman. Outlet to Cole Richard, who stops and pops from 24 feet, wide right. Rebound deflected to Lucas Heitkamp of Jackson Center. Up ahead to Platfoot. Heitkamp, head of the key against Richard. Started to probe the lane, then backed out. Gave it to Lowe, 25 feet away on the right. Skip pass near side to Heitkamp. He hurls up a triple. No, off the back brace. Trevor Huber allows Jackson Center to gain another possession. Slaps out the rebound. Heitkamp on the bounce against Richard. Into the post to Platfoot. Wheels and deals against Albers. No shot.
Back to Hartle straight away. 4:16 to go first quarter. 5-2 Jackson Center. Huber handoff to Blackfoot. Shot fake from 21. Starts to drive. Stripped on the play by Holman. Super defensive play by him. Outlet to Richard. Richard open left flank. Bullseye. A three ball. We're tied at 5. 5-5 deadlock. 3:51 left opening quarter. Jackson centers Huber down the right side. Flips the pass into the lane to Blackfoot. Dropped it. Picked up on the play by Lucas Hartle. Drives. Rims it. No good. Rebound Holman. He's been strong on the boards. Ahead to Steffi. Twisting and turning into the lane. Then sends it out back to Richard. Straight away it goes to Schmiesing, who sets the attack. It is Richard, 30 feet out of the left. Game even at 5, 3:20 left opening period. Albert stop in the circle, near side to Holman. Swung straight away to Steffi, fakes right, goes left. Gives it up to Schmiesing, now Richard. Left wing Albers thought about the long jumper, didn't take it. Gave it up to Steffi. High left point, Steffi zigzags down the lane. Good defense, Jackson Center. Shots wild, high off the glass. Rebound Tigers, long throw down to Lowe. Lowe barges in from the left corner, and he's hacked on the arm while shooting. And he gets 2 for Jackson Center. 2:55 left to go, opening quarter. It is all tied up at 5-5. Tigers at the free throw stripe, shooting a couple of free throws. As one of the officials has a word or two for the Wildcat bench, not sure what that's all about.
Well, he told the assistant coaches that he didn't want to hear from them. He'll listen to the head coach, but the assistant coaches don't need to be saying anything to him. I agree with that.
Free throw by Lowe of Jackson Center is perfect. Second one coming, 6-5, Tigers lead. Under 3 to play, opening quarter. Second shot, Xavier Lowe, who was smacked in the act of shooting, is good. 7-5 Tigers. Scoring pace of this game to the liking of Jackson Center so far.
Absolutely.
Outside the arc on the left, it's Richard. Left corner, Steffi. Into the lane to a teammate. Here's an awkward turnaround shot. Cole McClurg makes it. It hit the back rim. Soared in the air, plummeted right down through to tie the game at 7. Good play by McClurg. Jackson Center, baseline right. Carter Kloffenstein in. Throws low on the right to Hartle. In among a bunch of black jerseys. Has his shot blocked. Here comes Spencer down the floor. McClurg into the lane. Gave it to Albers. Mid-range. Back to the basket. Tries to square up. Cole dribbling. Dumps it right corner. Steffi shot fake. Navigates the paint. Gives it up on top to a teammate, Noah Schwederman. Far right wing, Albers chooses to shoot the three. It's strong, no good. Weak side rebound saved by Minster, laid up and in by Noah Schwederman.
What a great assist by Cole Richard right there.
9-7. Minster in the lead, but 2. 1:44 left to go here in the opening quarter. Wildcats up a bucket. Baseline left. Lucas Heitkamp back to the rim for Jackson Center. Pivots into the paint. Tries to shovel one toward the basket. Knew he would draw contact. He did. And Lucas Heitkamp is at the stripe. 2 free throws for Jackson Center, which trails 9-7.
At the end of each season, I pick 10 players that I've seen all season. They get nothing, and it means nothing to them. But Cole Richard is going to be one of my top 10 this year. That kid is one of my favorite kids I've watched all year.
I love this Minster lineup. You've got 3 Coles. Cole McClurg, Cole Albers, spelled the same, C-O-L-E. Cole Richard, K-O-L-E. And in terms of shooting, never are all 3 cold.
No.
They're all pretty warm behind the arc.
Yeah, they're all really good basketball players.
Heitkamp made both free throws for Jackson Center to knot the game at 9. McClurg hoists up a long triple for Minster. It's no good. Off the bracket. Rebound far left corner. Blackfoot up the floor for Jackson Center. Oh, a stride along the baseline. Reverse layup. Got it. Long pass down the floor to Albers for Minster. Catches below the rim. And before he can score, he's fouled while on the floor. Minster wanted the basket to count, but no dice. Common foul, ball out of bounds to Minster. Jackson Center is inched back on top, 11-9. Ball inbounded, baseline right to the Wildcats. McClurg on the arc to Steffi. Straightaway Schmiesing. 56 ticks on the clock. Late first quarter. 11-9 Tigers. Into the post to Albers. Back to the basket. Little left-handed half hook. Too hard. Flat foot. Yanks down the rebound for Jackson Center. Gives it up straight ahead to Cooper Hurdle, who's in, a 5'8 junior. Now to Lucas Heitkamp. He's at the Tigers logo at midcourt. 34 seconds to go. Initial period. 11-9. Home team leads it. Minster defending. Lucas Heitkamp. Hand off to Lucas Hartle with 23 to go. Head coach Aaron Kloffenstein of Jackson Center says, let's play 4-1. Heitkamp midcourt. Almost went over and back. Defense by Minster. He gets the pass away to Blackfoot with 10 to go. Blackfoot to Cooper Hartle at midcourt with 7 remaining. Hurdle veers right with 5 to go. Into the lane. Passes baseline left to Kloffenstein. Short jumper hit the back of the rim and came off. Sophomore Carter Kloffenstein, 6'3 player for Jackson Center, in off the bench. Got the last shot of the first quarter. Did not hit it. Jackson Center up 2 after 8 minutes. 11-9 Tigers over the Wildcats on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake. With layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Here we are on scoresbroadcast.com. So many thanks to a new underwriting sponsor, Myers Garage and Drive-Thru. To get your car or truck running right and back on the road, take the road to the intersection of Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, an outstanding reputation for vehicle service and repair. Plus towing 24/7. Myers is second to none, serving Dark, Miami, Shelby counties. You see, Myers has provided excellent workmanship on cars and trucks for 60 years. And you can always take advantage of Myers convenience store and drive-through. Your first choice and the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Laramie school districts. We start quarter number 2. Jackson Center with possession. Ball went into the lane. It rolled out to the top of the circle. Tigers repossessed it. Preston Sayre on the floor now for Jackson Center. In off the bench. 6-foot sophomore played in the JV game. And he jettisons in a long three ball from the left side of the floor. Right in front of the Wildcats bench. Preston Sayre connects.
Their coaches knew it. If he touched the ball, and they all yelled, shooter.
14-9, Jackson Center with the biggest lead of this game, 5. Tigers led early by 3. Minster had a short lead, 9-7, late in the first. Minster attacking to our right. Here is Cole Richard, 35 feet out, gives it up on the play to teammate Noah Schwederman, who sets a screen for McClurg. He darts down the lane, running one-hander, short off the rim, no good. Rebound, Kloffenstein, batted away, out of bounds off Minster. 14-9, Jackson Center. 8-year head coach Mike McClurg at the helm of the Minster Wildcats. For Sales High School grad, went to Thomas More in Northern Kentucky. Aaron Kloffenstein has coached in several capacities here in the school system at Jackson Center. First-year head coach, has been a JV coach and assistant for a number of seasons. A graduate of Jackson Center, played for head coach Scott Elkert. Jackson Center with a turnover to our left. Minster will bring it down, leading by 5, 14-9. Jackson Center ahead by 5, 14-9. 2 minutes gone, quarter number 2.
Minster finding it difficult to get good shots and make them. Held to 9 points in the first 10 minutes of this game. Here's McClurg splitting Sayre and Huber. One of the two grapples the arm of McClurg. Ball out of bounds. He wasn't shooting. 14-9 reads the scoreboard. Jackson Center on top. Wildcats inbound the ball to Albers, top of the circle. Hand off to Richard. Albers sets a screen. Richard lets it fly. Bingo! He's got it. Cole Richard straight away with a trifecta. 14-12. Jackson Center's lead sliced to 2. Flatfoot enters the lane. Hand off to Lucas Heitkamp. Open foul line. Jay spins around like a top 3 times and comes out. Minster grabbed the rebound. Long looping pass ahead to McClure to Steffi. Back to McClure. Steffi's got it. High left. Little juke move behind the foul line. Jump shots away. It's off the heel. Rebound Tigers. 14-12 Jackson Center. 5:16 left to go here in the first half. Reed Blackfoot high left. Gives it up to Cooper Hartle in the left corner. Cross court pass to Sayre. Open. 3 ball. Skin it off the rim. Rebound possessed by Albers of Minster. Bad pass picked off by Sayre. Sayre blitzes down the right side of the floor. Blocking foul against Minster. 4:58 to go till halftime. 14-12 lead for Jackson Center. Still the pace of this game favoring the Tigers so far.
Yeah, well, each team has a 3 here in the second quarter. In the first 3 minutes, that's all they've got.
Inbounding the ball, far side of the floor, Lucas Hartle for Jackson Center. Into the corner to Reed Blackfoot. He rises up, shoots a long 2. It's off the back brace, no good. Long rebound kicks to the top of the circle. Carter Kloffenstein lets it fly. No. Minster's got it. Forecourt left at Steffi. Bullies his way into the lane. Banks it in. And there's a defensive foul to boot. Count the goal.
Boy, that was strong.
Brogan Steffi, 6-foot junior guard, muscled into the paint area. And with those spring in his legs, he hopped up in the air, nailed a short shot off the window. He was clipped on the arm. His foul shot is good. And Minster comes back from a 14-9 deficit to take the lead, 15-14. 4:35 to go, first half. Quickly down the floor, Jackson Center. Blackfoot foul line. Hits a cutter, baseline left. Lucas Heitkamp on the finish. Jackson Center leads by 1. 4:24 to go. Till halftime. Here is a spin move into the lane by Richard. Twisting, turning, off balance. Knocked to the deck in the act of shooting it is Cole Richard of Minster.
With that spin move, just kind of left Harlow, who's a good defender, and left him off balance, and he created the foul. He wasn't going to make the basket, but he got himself a foul shot.
Couple of free throws for Richard of the Wildcats. This one to tie the score. He hits it, even up at 16. Hey, don't search for the best morning breakfast any longer. The aroma of fresh eggs are cooking, hot coffee are percolating, are right under your nose in West Central Ohio in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main. It's the Rushi Inn. Both free throws by Cole Richard are in there. 17-16, Minster back up by 1. Token pressure midcourt by the Wildcats. Flatfoot handles it. On the arc to Lucas Heitkamp. Heitkamp down the left side to Carter Kloffenstein. Straight away at Sayre for Jackson Center. He guns a bomb. It is off the flange. Long rebound, 20 feet out on the floor to Holman of Minster. Quickly down inside to Albers. Albers goes to work. Shot blocked by Flatfoot. Albers got it back. Threw it up there long. Foul. Weak side on the rebound.
I think it's going to be on Holman. Yeah, he had a grip on his arm, kind of just pulled him down to the ground.
Foul on the Wildcat player. Jackson Center will bring it down, trailing by 1, 17-16, 3:44 to go here in the second quarter. Cross-court pass to Kloffenstein. Mid-court to Lucas Hartle. Sprints down the right side of the lane. Hand off to Sayre. Now back out of the arc to Lucas Heitkamp. Straightaway Blackfoot. High arching triple. Yes!
Reed Blackfoot airmails one right home. 19-17 Jackson Center. 3:19 to go here in the first half. McClure, top of the circle, gives it up on the play to Holman for the Wildcats. Back to McClure. Fires to a cutter. Stepping into the lane, it was Albers, caught it, tried to deal to Holman, a teammate. Jackson Center reaches in with a mitt, ties it up. Arrow says the Wildcats will keep it.
And that proves my point that there's never going to be a three-second call called in a high school game this year.
That one could have been five or six, maybe.
Well, they had their Coleman lantern in there, their tent set up.
Two-point lead, Jackson Center. Ball inbounded to Richard. Ooh. Richard dashes down the lane. Rim the seven-footer. Rebound, though, by Holman. Minster can serve this offensive possession with the rebound. Richard's got it left side of the floor. Mid-post area. It is Holman. Holman bowls his way to the basket and hits it for two.
Very effective, about 3 or 4 feet. When he gets down there on that block, you're not going to stop him. He's strong.
Oh, formidable play by Holman of the Wildcats. We're tied at 19. 2:28 to go, first half. Into the forecourt for Jackson Center at Lucas Heitkamp. Gives it up to Reed Blackfoot. Bounce pass, baseline right. No one home. Out of bounds. Hey, don't forget that Rushi Inn, 101 East Main in Rushi. Best breakfast around, maybe the only 5:30 a.m. breakfast around. Enjoy from 5:30 to 10 daily. The Rushi Inn, the inn thing for early breakfast away from home. And don't forget from 11 to 1, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials, pizza, wings, and more. The popular inn thing for food out, the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out, the Rushi Inn, 101 East Main in Rushi. 5:30 a.m. breakfast, and it is popular and very tasty. Ball rolled into backcourt. Minster had possession. Deflected by Jackson Center. No over and back. Wildcats recover. Right corner, Albers. Game tied at 19. Left side pass to Richard. Inside the arc. Jump shot. 18-footer. Swish. Richard on the money. Good game for him, Chuck.
He's got 10 so far.
Cole Richard, 10 of Minster's 21. Wildcats lead up at 2, 21-19. Minute 20 left to go, first half. Huber, head of the key for Jackson Center. On a weave to Lucas Heitkamp. High right goes to Reed Blackfoot. Now Trevor Huber, top of the circle. Jackson Center flipping the ball around on the three-point line. Huber into the post to Lucas Heitkamp. Goes to work on Steffi. Little fadeaway shot by Heitkamp. Is no good off the heel. Long rebound to Preston Sayre. Tries it from three. It hit the iron. Weak side rebound. Pulled down by Steffi. Outlet pass to Holman. Shot fake in the lane. And he scores. Great play by Holman of Minster. 4-point lead Wildcats, who scored on the long rebound and the fast break. Long pass, Jackson Center down to Huber. Huber with a great pocket pass below the rim to Sayre. Scattered floor. Jackson Center took advantage. Sayre got the layup. 23-21 Wildcats. 22 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Action back game. 44 points tallied between the two. McClurg with 14 seconds to go. Near center circle. Hangs onto the ball for Minster. Hands it off to Steffi. Steffi dribbles behind the back. Elbow on the left. Down the left lane line. Shot blocked. Loose ball. Who's got it? Tiger or a Wildcat? Fouls called. Somebody latched on to another person's arm.
Holman got the ball. I think they called that on Blackfoot. That's going to be his second.
A second and a half to go in the first half. Minster 23, Jackson Center 21. Minster will throw it in from the left of the basket. They look underneath. It goes to Albers. Off his right arm, out of bounds. First half closes. 23-21. Jackson Center's biggest lead was 3. Minster's biggest lead was 4. It's a 2-point game at the intermission break. 23-21 Wildcats over the Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Jackson Center. Minster 23, Jackson Center 21. It's halftime on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. What a first half by Cole Richard of Minster. He made one wise bridge play after another. Shot after shot went in for Cole. He pumped in 10 in the first two quarters. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. It's your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call the Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Cole Richard of Minster with our wise bridge plays in that first half. Minster up at two. Our halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Buckton and J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Chuck?
You look at the team stats first. Minster has a 14-12 rebounding advantage. Each team has three rebounds, offensive rebounds. Minster turned the ball twice, Jackson three. Both teams really took care of the basketball. 5 for 5 from the free throw line for the Tigers. And for Minster, they're 3 for 3. 10 points for Cole Richard. He leads them in the first half. Then they got 4 from Ian Homan. Had a nice first half. Steffi had 3. Then they got 2 from McClurg, 2 from Sweeterman, and 2 from Albers. They scored 9 and 14, 23 for the first half. On the other side, Jackson led by Reed Flatfoot. He had 8. They got 5 from Preston Sayre off the bench, 4 from Lucas Heitkamp, 2 from Lucas Hartle, 2 from Xavier Lowe. They scored 11 and 10. They trail at 23-21 at the half.
Our halftime report here on scoresbroadcast.com brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brodigham in Sydney. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigam.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Minster 23, Jackson Center 21. We are a half minute away from starting our third quarter here tonight. A&M Pallet on Rangeline Road in Rushi was established in 1986. It's a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. And at first, way back in 1986, A&M repaired broken pallets for one large customer. Today, nearly four decades later, A&M serves that initial customer plus 200 additional businesses across Ohio. You see, we specialize in recycling pallets. We buy and repair pallets or skids to give them a second life. More about A&M Pallet in just a moment. We start the third quarter of our game, and Jackson Center sets a nice screen for Lucas Eichkamp. He settles in from behind the arc and pours home a long three-pointer, and Jackson Center has edged on top by 1-24-23. Coming right back is Minster's Cole Richards from the right flank. He hurls up a trifecta, a little heavy on the shot. Weak side rebounding foul against Jackson Center. Minster will play it in baseline left. Cole McClurg will be given the ball by the official. He looks, wants to pitch it into the paint, sends it on the arc to Albers. Hand off to McClurg. McClure gives it up to Richard, right side to Steffi. Ball rotated around, near side to McClure. Here's a triple. Makes it. Cole McClure, spot on from distance. The team's drain threes to start play here in the third quarter. Lucas Heitkamp for Jackson Center. Cole McClure for Minster, which is on top but two, 26-24. Baseline right for Jackson Center. Open player, Lucas Hartle. Minster defender falls down. Jump shots away from 10. It's in. 26-26 tie. Player shaken up. Steffi may have stowed the foot. He heads to the Minster bench. 6:53 to go in the third quarter. Minster 26, Jackson Center 26. And here come the Wildcats to midcourt. McClure on the bounce. Gets a high screen from Albers. Down the right lane line, McClure darts to the rim. Good driving layup. Fine half-court set. McClure turned the corner. Tigers weren't there. McClure on a steal. The pickpocket of Lucas Hartle. Layup at the other end. McClure getting it done right now.
Seven here in the first minute and a half of the third quarter.
30-26 Minster. Bust out by McClure, the coach's son. 6:20 left to go here in the third quarter. Lucas Hartle spots up. A long launch, a three, hit the rim twice, came off. Minster with the ricochet. Cole Richard quickly into Albers. Goes to work on Blackfoot. Little hook shot, bouncing on the rim three times. Blackfoot yanks down the board for Jackson Center. Four-point game, Minster. 5:50 left to go, third quarter. Blackfoot, top of the circle, on the bounce, gets a screen from Lucas Hartle. Right side to Trevor Huber. Coming out to catch is Lucas Hartle. Right corner, Lucas Eichkamp. One-on-one with Richard. Cutting below the rim, Xavier Lowe caught the pass, hooked it up, blocked on the play by Minster. Into the hands of McClure. McClure outside the arc on the left to Schmiesing, who's on the floor now for the Wildcats. Connor Schmiesing. Straightaway triple by McClure. He's feeling it. No good. Long rebound, Richard. Foul as bodies fly. Huber picks up the personal for Jackson Center. 5:22 to go, third quarter. Minster on top before. Well, we were talking a few minutes ago about A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi, for its customers purchasing recycled pallets versus new ones. Reduces lumber waste and reduces cost. If you've got any scrap pallets, need to buy some or both, give A&M Pallet a call at 937-295-3093. Short jump shot missed by Minster. Jackson Center gets the carom. Tigers down four. Lucas Heitkamp in the top of the circle. Far left wing to Cooper Hartle, who fakes right, goes left. Ball thrown opposite to Lucas Heitkamp. Dribbles against Cole Richard. Feeds it top of the circle to Reed Blackfoot. Hit the elbow on the right. He hits a 17-foot jump shot.
his arsenal is just growing as the season goes on. He's getting more shots.
Flat foot at 6'6", real difficult to be challenged that far out on the floor. 4:30 left to go, third quarter. Minster by two over Jackson Center on scores. Broadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Osgoodbank.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Hey, this reminder, if you are looking for work, need a job, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on its first shift. A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi. First shift, Monday to Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. First shift available, A&M Pallet in Rushi. Just message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 937-295-3093, A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi, A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road. Basket scored by Minster, denied by the officials, and the Wildcat fans are irate.
Well, I had to erase the two, so I was also with them. I thought it was a foul on Flatfoot.
4 minutes gone, third quarter. Minster by a basket, 30-28. Here's a drive by Heitkamp for Jackson Center. Into the lane, turns around, met by Albers, can't shoot it. Gave it up, got it back. Heitkamp to the basket, yes, off the window. Heitkamp was determined, and it's tied right back up at 30. Biggest lead in this game, 4 points by Minster. Jackson Center's been up a three. It's 30-30 with 3:36 to go in the third. Albers backs down Flatfoot, backs him down, and he committed an offensive foul.
That one I saw. Albers put a forearm up and knocked Flatfoot off a little bit for the shot. That one I agreed with.
Two personal fouls each way here in the third quarter. Two on Jackson Center, two on Minster. Another Minster basket taken away. Wildcat fans upset. 30-30 deadlock. Jackson Center was down 30-26. They scored twice. Minster made two shots, each one disallowed. Here's a wild drive by Cooper Hartle of Jackson Center. Flings it up there, no good, off the glass. Ball rolls into the right corner. Schmiesing gobbles it up for Minster. 3 minutes to go, third quarter, tied at 30. Cole Richard at the elbow on the left. Tries to make a pass into the lane to Albers. He's hooked on the play by a Tiger defender. Getting set to inbounds below the rim is Cole McClure. Brogan Steffi went out earlier in this corner with a stoved ankle or foot. He's on the bench at the moment. Minster inbounds, deep right corner. Batted free by Jackson Center and stolen. Bounce pass ahead to Lucas Heitkamp. Into the right corner. Baseline drive on Schmiesing. Fouled at the rim is Lucas Heitkamp, who's looking sharp in this period, Chuck.
Very active offensively. I like seeing that. He's not just settling for threes. He's taking it to the basket.
Yep. 30-30 tie with 2:45 to go, third quarter. Jackson Center scored four in a row after Minster led 30-26. Minster made two field goals. Each was discounted by the officials. Jackson Center hit a couple of buckets. It's a 30-30 deadlock. Lucas Heitkamp with two free throws for Jackson Center. The first one is no good.
You called out from your base.
Second one for Lucas Heitkamp. Two bounces, shots on the way. Yes. 31-30, Jackson Center inches into the lead by a point. Minster forecourt left. 2.5 remaining, third period. Cole Richard, high right, gives it up on the play to Schwederman. Noah Schwederman, 6'4", sophomore, in off the bench. Into the paint to McClurg. McClurg rises up, a little fadeaway from 10. Hits the rim, the backboard, the rim, and falls off into the lap of Huber of Jackson Center. Minster hasn't scored in better than 2 minutes. Setting up and shooting the three is Reed Blackfoot for Jackson Center. It barely caught iron. Jackson Center saved it, threw it in off the Minster player. Out of bounds it went.
Great hustle by Huber that time.
31-30 in favor of the Tigers. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Huber down the right side to Blackfoot in the corner. Screen set to Sayre. Blackfoot gives it to Sayre on the arc. He's open, lets it fly. Short, no good. Weak side rebound, McClurg. Over the back, Jackson Center. 1:54 to go, third quarter, 31-30 in favor of Jackson Center. Fairly low scoring third quarter, right, Chuck?
Yeah, it's 10-7 right now.
Minster led by two at the half. McClurg veers to the left, hands to Schmiesing in the corner. Back to McClurg. He lets it fly. Bingo! Cole McClurg from long range.
He has all 10 of Minster's points here in the quarter.
Cole McClurg has dazzled in period number three for Minster. 33-31, Wildcats. Minute 25 left. Third stanza. And another Wildcat player went down. Cole Richard is on his knees, far side of the floor. Under 90 seconds to go, third quarter, 2-point lead, Jackson Center. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Jackson Center trying to improve on a 1-point lead. Throws the ball to Blackfoot in the lane. He lost it, got it back. Ball pitched to a cutter. Heitkamp right down the pipe, up and in. Heitkamp split two defenders. Good pass from Huber. 7 straight points, Jackson Center. My mistake, there was a 3 in there by McClure for Minster. We're tied up at 33 with 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. And what do we have? Timeout, Minster. 51 ticks on the clock. Late in the third, we're deadlocked on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at psalm-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Lucas Heitkamp for Jackson Center, Cole McClurg for Minster, scoring big points, making plays, Wisebridge plays of this third quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth estate and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play, call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Oh, Minster runs a play down inside for Ian Holman. He catches 5 feet away. He got down deep, almost below the net. Took the pass that was fed to him and muscled one in off the backboard to give Minster a 2-point cushion. 35-33. Jackson Center tries to retaliate.
in the lane. Lucas Hartle, open look, turnaround Jay, dipped in, dipped out, rebound, pulled down by Minster, foul Jackson Center on the shoulder.
It's three on Flatfoot.
16.1 to go in the third. Five team fouls on Jackson Center, and shooting is Homan. He's got a pair as a result of the fifth foul on the Tigers. Two-point lead, Minster, 35-33. 16 ticks on the clock, late third quarter. Foul shot by Homan. Yep, he's got it. Three-point spread, Minster.
Good to see Cole Richard back out there now. I think he just walked off, twisted his knee a little bit.
Second shot by Ian Homan is in again. Minster by four, 37-33. 10, 9, 8 seconds to go, third quarter, 30 feet out. It's Lucas Hartle, dumps it to Sayre, three try on the way, hit the rim, no good. Rebound at the buzzer, yes, Reed Flatfoot. Oh, he was flying with a cape on. He came out of nowhere. Superman play. Reed Flatfoot, stick back before the third quarter buzzer. Oh, we got a ball game. Minster 37, Jackson Center 35 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center, doing everything well to keep you well.
At Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, we've been doing business for 40 years. It's the family styling salon for mom, dad, the adult children, all the kids. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. We will style your hair and make it shine right here at Cutaway. Open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40-year styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style. We will help you create that style. Walk into Cutaway. Come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Fourth quarter opens. Minster possession. Loose ball. Minster foul. Jackson Center possession. Tigers down two. 7:39 left in this game. It's going to the wire, Chuck.
It is going down to the wire. That was a great hustle play by Huber. He laid himself out to take that ball away, and it rolled off of Minster's shoe, so that's why Jackson's got the ball.
Huber, Lucas Heitkamp, Lucas Hartle, Sayre, Flatfoot on the floor for Jackson Center. It's Holman, McClurg, Albers, Cole Richard on the floor for Minster. And we'll get that fifth player for the Wildcats in a moment. Jackson Center, a little careless with the ball. It's rolling around in the right corner. Huber threw it, falling down. The official says he was shoved. Now keep track of the team fouls here in the fourth. That's two on Minster. Checking in, Noah Schwederman for Holman. So it's Schwederman, Schmiesing, Richard, McClurg, Albers on the hardwood now for Minster.
Schwederman's got my favorite shoes on tonight. I like those purple shoes.
Oh, he's got those flashy neon ones. 37-35, two-point lead. Minster under seven to play in the game. Lucas Heitkamp straight away to Lucas Hurdle. Shot fake. Gives it up to Flatfoot. High left. Flatfoot keeps it. Albers follows him. Outside the arc on the right, it's Sayre. Back to Flatfoot. Flatfoot against Albers. Jackson Center clears for Flatfoot. He can't drive. Gave it up. Got it back. Shot the three. Short. Rebound deflected to Cole Richard of Minster, which is in the lead but two. 6:25 to go in the fourth quarter. McClure, top of the circle against Lucas Hurdle. Ball pried loose, but Flatfoot, and he grabbed the arm of the Minster player and might have registered foul number four.
That was his fourth.
Substitution here for the Jackson Center Tigers. And it's Lawson Snap, the home team's everyday JV player who started to see a little more varsity time game by game. Lawson Snap out there for the Jackson Center Tigers. He's about 6'4", broad-shouldered and strong. He's leaning on Albers. We played 2 minutes here in the fourth. Reed Flatfoot sets for the Tigers. Minster's picked up two fouls in the quarter. McClure, top of the circle, gives it up to Richard for Minster, which is ahead by a basket. Here's a long three, right flank by Richard. Missed it, no good. Rebounding foul in the lane. Shove against the Tigers. Ball out of bounds to Minster.
I've never seen any of these, either one, any of the three officials. Two of them I like. The guy out here is, he's the one who warned the bench not to, the assistants can't talk, and he's called some really iffy calls.
Lawson Snap picked up the rebounding foul, and Minster controls with the basketball. Albers throws to Schwederman below the rim, tries to lay it up, reverse style, no good. He got the rebound back, missed it again. Tough break for Noah Schwederman for Minster. Rebound to Jackson Center, which is down two. Lucas Heitkamp in the lane, on the arc to Sayre for three. He bangs it in. Preston Sayre in front of the Tigers student section across the way. And the three ball gives Jackson Center a one-point edge. 38-37, 5-10 to go, fourth quarter. Richard heaves a pass cross court to Schwederman. He arches up a three. A little heavy on the shot. Weak side rebound by Sayre of the Jackson Center.
Not the shot that Minster wanted right there.
Ahead to Heitkamp. Deep right corner, Lucas Hurdle. Into the post to Huber. Back to Lucas Hurdle, right corner. Sets and shoots. In and out, no good. Rebound pinballed to Richard. Two on one. Richard in the middle, all the way to the ring. Up and over the front iron. Cole Richard took it 75 feet. 1 point lead, Minster. 4:30 left to go in the game. We've got a barn burner here at Jackson Center. Huber in the lane, bullies to the basket, gives the ball up, and charged. Huber a little too strong and aggressive after he delivered the pass out to the perimeter. He knocked down a Wildcat. Three fouls on Jackson Center, two on Minster here in the fourth quarter. Minster leads by one, 39-38. Minster to midcourt. It is McClure to Schmiesing, 35 feet away. Albers on the Giant Tigers logo at midcourt. Left side pass to McClure, picked up by Lucas Hurdle. In the top of the circle, Holman behind the screen, right wing, McClure, let it fly. It is long, no good. Hit the heel, went way up in the air, came down into the lap of Lucas Heitkamp of Jackson Center. Minster by one. Preston Sayre, baseline right. Starts a drive, flips it behind him to Heitkamp. Left side to Huber, straight away Lucas Heitkamp. 1 point lead, Minster. Time out, Jackson Center. 1 point lead, Wildcats, 3:40 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Parker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Parker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area.
customizing and tailoring insurance plans for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Parker Insurance, north of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. 937-492-1857, 492-1857. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Turnover, Jackson Center, player who caught the ball down to her right in front of the Tigers bench, had a heel on the boundary. Big miscue, 3:26 left. Wildcats get the ball back, nursing a precarious one-point edge. These two teams have won 20 games on the year between them. They've split the 20-10 each. 10 victories Minster, 10 victories Jackson Center. We're just over three to play in the game. It's crunch time. One-point lead Minster. Cole Richard rises up inside the arc. Line drive shot, skinned off the rim. Do we have a tie-up or a hold on the rebound? I think Sayre is called for the personal for Jackson Center. That's the team's fourth. Next one means Minster shoots. 2:58 to go in the game. Baseline left, McClure, the playmaker, looking. Still looking. Airmails it to midcourt, caught by Richard. Richard dribbling, picked up by Lucas Heitkamp. 40 feet for the basket. Ball thrown high post to Albers. Muscles, backs down against Lawson. Snap, goes up underneath. Snaps, outstretched arm, and scores. Albers, heck of a play. Oh, he sparkled. Cole Albers, big field goal. Looked like a little shifty guard. Oh, is Albers ever crafty on that maneuver. Minster by three, 41-38. 2:25 to go in the game. Big bucket by Albers. Chair snap in the post for Jackson Center. Nope. On the arc to Sayre. A little off to the left. Rebound by Minster. Saved by Holman into Schmiesing. Just over two to go. 41-38 Minster. Here's Schmiesing, top of the circle, left side to Richard. 14 fouls in Jackson Center. Richard fakes right, goes left. Head coach Mike McClurg gets a timeout. No, a foul is called, a hold on Jackson Center. Oh, that's a mistake. That's a shooting situation.
Well, they're down three. They can't let Minster run a whole lot more time off. Only 2 minutes to go. I think they had to send him. I'm not sure this is the kid I would have fouled, though.
Fifth team foul on Jackson Center. I'm not sure I would have fouled that soon in the possession. At the stripe is Cole Richard for the Wildcats to extend the lead to four, and he does. Biggest lead in this game has been 4 points by Minster on, I think, three occasions. Jackson Center led by three real early in this game. It has been a tight, tight contest throughout, nip and tuck. Richard for the biggest lead of the night. He hits, 43-38. Two free throws, Richard. 5-point bulge, Minster. A minute 55 to go, fourth quarter. Jackson Center needs a hoop right here. Right side pass to Lucas Heitkamp. Gets a screen from Platfoot. Fakes left, goes right. Heitkamp on the drive to the rack. He scores, and he's fouled. They cleared out for Lucas Heitkamp. 43-40. Heitkamp to the stripe. Chance to cut it right back to two. Preston Sayre out. Xavier Lowe in for Jackson Center. Huber, Platfoot, Lucas Heitkamp. Lucas Hartle, Xavier Lowe for the Tigers. Free throw, Heitkamp is in. And it's 43-41. Tigers get a timeout. Minster by two. A minute 47 left on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, clubs. Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping Golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
It is a photo finish. Minster with the ball. Cole Richard churning down the lane, and a reach-in foul, but Jackson Center as Richard took it right to the basket. Oh, they opened up the floor for Cole Richard. He did his thing. He's at the stripe with two. Minster up two with a minute 34 to go, fourth quarter.
Well, McClure took over the third quarter. He had a terrific third quarter. He scored 10 points, and now Richard is starting to do it here in the fourth.
Significant foul shot for Cole Richard, and he buries it.
40. Five for five now from the line.
There you go. 44-41. Minster in the lead to three. Richard with a hot touch at the free throw stripe. Ames, it's on the way. Yes, again. Richard hits a pair. 45-41. Wildcats. 90 seconds to go in the game. Jackson Center outside the arc on the right. Lucas Heitkamp. Heitkamp on the bounce. Fakes right, goes left. Goes baseline on the arc to Lucas Hartle. Lucas Hartle at the elbow on the right. Oh, what a spinning jump shot. He hits it, nailing the difficult maneuver. Was Lucas Hartle of Jackson Center about a 15-footer. Looked awkward, but he pumped it in to make it a 45-43 game. Back to two. Minster timeout. 62 seconds to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
I am here to let you know that managing your money does not have to be complicated. You see, Osgood Bank is checking accounts to fit your lifestyle and offers loans at great rates, not to mention all the benefits you'd expect of larger banks. It's all wrapped up by a hometown bank with terrific service delivered by a team you trust. Visit osgoodbank.com. That's osgoodbank.com, and learn more about how we can help you do well and be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Minster threw it in. Jackson Center put on the D. Minster called a timeout. 54 seconds to go. 45-43 Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Well, under a minute to go. What a ball game. Early start tonight here at Jackson Center. Early finish unless we go OT. Minster 45, Jackson Center 43. Minster's led probably 80% of this game. Minster had a 5-point lead briefly a moment ago at 43-38. It's 45-43 Minster. 47 seconds to go. Wildcats ball. Here's a drive by Cole Richard down the left side of the lane. meets resistance near the rim. He's knocked to the deck while shooting, and he's awarded a pair at the stripe with 45.1 left.
I thought that was a correct call. He got bodied.
Cole Richard, man of the hour for the Minster Wildcats. He is Mr. Clutch at the free throw line. What is he, perfect tonight, Chuck?
Six, well, the team is, but he's 6 for 6. They're 11 for 11.
Yep, that'll win you some ball games. Free throw by Richard. All net. All net. Didn't touch the rim. Perfect free throw. It was pure. Right down through the nylon to make it 46-43. Richard again, 7 for 7 at the stripe tonight is Cole. The team, a dozen for a dozen. 3-point lead is now 4. He swished it
and hit the rim on a free throw.
42 seconds to go in this game. 47-43 Minster. Here's Jackson Center's Lucas Heitkamp driving in the lane. He powers to the basket. 8-footer. Banks it in. What a play. 1-on-1. Heitkamp. Timeout called. Minster by 2. 33 seconds to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Oh, what a Saturday night special this has turned out to be. Minster by 2. Minster with the ball. 33 ticks on the clock. Late fourth quarter. Wildcats 84 feet from the basket. Inbound it to Richard. He secures it. Here comes the double team. Richard in backcourt. Hurls a pass to McClurg. McClurg up and over the timeline. Breaks contain. Veers into the right corner. Lobs it out back to Albers. Jackson Center will have to foul. Richard near midcourt. Bouncing. Here come two Tigers. A third one. Ball lobbed to McClurg. 10 to play. Back to Richard at midcourt. Hooking foul. The Xavier Lowe of Jackson Center. The Tigers simply waited way too long.
They could have fouled Albers. They could have fouled McClurg. You did, and they waited until Richard got the ball back before they fouled him and let 10, 15 seconds go off the clock.
And Mr. Automatics at the stripe. Minster 47. Jackson Center 45. 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Two free throws for Richard. If he makes them both, Jackson Center is in deep hot water. Yep, Minster's got three players at midcourt. Jackson Center's got two on the free throw lane. Two free throws coming. Foul shot by Cole Richard is perfect. Boy, none of them tonight for Richard has touched the rim. What is he, Chuck, about 10 for 10?
He is 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 for 9.
Wow, unbelievable. 3-point lead, Minster. When we come back, Richard will shoot the second free throw to try to stretch it to 4. 7.5 to go in the game. 48-45, Wildcats on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. We would not be online here today bringing you coverage of high school sports if it were not for LaCal Equipment back in 2006 and 7. Thank you, LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center, oh so very much. 7.5 to go, 48-45 Minster. Second free throw, Cole Richard. He dips the knees, shots on the way, all net. What a night for Richard at the stripe. What a night for the Wildcats, who did not miss a free throw. Four-point game, midcourt, Lucas Heitkamp. He scurries over the timeline, lets it fly. It hits the flange, ball climbs in the air, bounces off a cable above the backboard. It's out of bounds to Minster with 2.2 to go. Inbounds to Richard, and the man with the ball at the end of the game is Cole Richard, and he was stellar tonight for the Minster Wildcats, who secure a four-point win on the road here at Jackson Center, 49-45. Minster Wildcats were phenomenal at the free throw line here in this game, led by Cole Richard. Minster did not miss a free throw shot on the evening. Biggest spread in this contest was 5. Minster led it in the fourth quarter, 43-38. Jackson Center had a 3-point lead early on in the first quarter. It was tight all night. Big win by Minster. We'll return with more. We'll wrap it up when we come back. Minster on the road over the Jackson Center Tigers, 49-45 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Yep, Cole Richard poured in 8 straight free throws in the fourth quarter, 10 in a row on the night for him. Minster didn't miss a free throw shot. Cole Richard made the plays down the stretch. He made the Wisebridge plays to enable Minster to nip Jackson Center by 4, 49-45. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Oh, this was a Saturday night special here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Really enjoyed it. Hope you did too. Tight game all the way. One brief 5-point lead by Minster. Minster led probably 80% of the game or better. Jackson Center was right there, just a basket or two away from getting the lead late. Minster wins on the road before, Chuck.
Well, Platfoot got that fourth foul, and he had to sit. He didn't play much in the end of the third quarter, and he just couldn't be very aggressive offensively with the basketball. Minster out-rebounded him 26-20. Neither team turned the ball over. 5 for Jackson, 4 for Minster. 13 for 13 from the free throw line for the Wildcats. 7 of 8, not bad for Jackson, just didn't go there enough. But as I said, that's 20 of 21 for the night for the two teams shooting free throws. You don't see that in the NBA. Minster led by Cole Richard. He had 20. He had 10 at halftime, 10 at the end of the third quarter, 20 for the game. Terrific. Cole McClurg had 12. He also had a terrific game. And Ian Homan, he had 8 points. I thought that kid did a nice job. Big, strong kid on the inside. I'm going to go with Cole Richard as my player for Clancy's player for Minster. On the other side, Jackson led by Heitkamp. Best game I've seen the young man have offensively this year. And Platfoot had 12. They got 8 out of Sayre off the bench. Only 6 from Hartle. That hurt him some. I'm going to go with Lucas Heitkamp as my player of the game for the Tigers.
Brogan Steffi stoved a foot or an ankle, middle of the game. Don't think he returned. Hopefully he will be just fine and is back on the court in a jiffy for the Minster Wildcats. Number of players performed really well, as you highlighted, Chuck. Clancy sponsors this segment. Our stars of this game, Clancy's, the Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Oh, what a splendid Saturday night basketball game this evening here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Early start, over early, clean game. 20 of 21 at the stripe, the two teams combined.
Yeah, absolutely.
Free throw shooting, phenomenal. And what, 9 combined floor errors by the two clubs?
9 turnovers, offensive rebounds. Both teams played hard. It was a struggle, and Minster just made the plays in the fourth quarter that won the game for him.
Yep, Cole Richard did. He was red hot at the stripe. The man knocked a foul. Lucas Heitkamp emerged for Jackson Center. He was extremely assertive. Terrific play by Heitkamp tonight for the Jackson Center Tigers, who are now 10-9 on the year. 10 up, 9 down. Jackson Center's next game is at Fairlawn next Friday, home with New Bremen on Saturday, February 10th, before closing out the season on Friday, February 16th against Houston. Jackson Center was coming off a nice weekend last Friday and Saturday, beating Fort Laramie on Friday and winning at Marion Local on Saturday night, 58-55. The Tigers had won three of their last four of their last six, and they're now 10-9 on the year. Minster's season mark is 11-7. 11 wins, 7 losses now for Minster. And the Wildcats' next contest is against Fort Recovery on Friday night on the road, and then home with St. Mary's on Saturday, February 10th. And then Minster closes the campaign with league contests against New Bremen and Coldwater on February 16th and 23rd. Two very good basketball teams. Oh, a lot of potential out there on the floor tonight. Who knows, with a break or two, these two teams could go quite a distance in the postseason.
Yeah, both of them certainly have the talent. I mean, they play great defense, cut length, they shoot the ball well. Two teams that you wouldn't really want to draw in the first round of the tournament.
A lot of fun tonight. Exciting, entertaining game. Won by Minster by 4. Thanks to our listening audience for joining us. Thank you for jumping on board last night in the fourth quarter. Long around 9 o'clock or so, we had 4,100 IP addresses tuned in. Everybody and their brother who left the ball game found out about the Anarushi contest, and it was so tight, and they hooked up with us on scoresbroadcast.com. And we had 4,100 last night for Rushi. Anna, thanks again for you tuning in this evening online to Scores Broadcast. Thanks to Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Keep abreast of our website, scoresbroadcast.com. We'll update you in the next 24 hours about next week's schedule. We might be back online on the air as early as Tuesday with the Rushi girls game on the road at Marion Local. And then the Rushi girls play Fort Laramie on Thursday. So keep abreast of our website. For Chuck, I'm Jack Kramer saying goodnight from Jackson Center. Final score, Minster Wildcats 49, Jackson Center Tigers 45.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of all. Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.